Welcome to the Max Show, the number one podcast on the duster or the world, where we talk and you listen.
I'm your host, Max Dement. Today, I have a very special guest. You want to introduce yourself?
My name is Randall Dement.
Randall is my dad. So, what do you do at LCU?
I serve as the vice president for student life.
Okay. What year did you graduate from LCU?
1989.
Okay. So how is LCU different now than it was then?
Wow. Good question.
Thank you.
You know, in some ways it's got the same spirit, but in many ways it plays out much differently. I would say, obviously, the facilities that students have now, even though they don't realize it, are much more enhanced than back in the day. But what is the same is the sense of community. We've always had that at Lubbock Christian.
Okay. So who brought you on to LCU? Whenever you graduated, did you work somewhere else or did you go straight working at LCU?
No, I worked a couple of different jobs before I came to LCU. I was with a utility company before coming to LCU, but I was hired in the advancement fundraising area.
Does that department still exist?
It does.
Okay. So was that Dr. Jones who brought you on, or who brought you on then?
He was president at the time, but the vice president over that area at that time was John King.
Okay.
The infamous John King.
So how many jobs have you had at LCU, and can you list them in order?
In order, I was a director of the Board of Governors, which was a fundraising component, and then I became dean of students after a little bit less than a year after that. I served 1 year as a director of alumni and then came back to student life serving as a vice president.
So how long have you been at LCU?
I don't know. I'm not really a numbers person. Something like 23 years.
It was after Calvin was born. So that was...
Yeah, he was probably 18 months.
Okay. So what was the hardest part about being the dean?
One, when I was hired, I didn't know what they did. I had no idea. So I didn't know. And the department was really small back then. You know, I don't know. The hardest part was probably the things you get, the conflict you have to probably live in. But the cool part about that is you get to walk with students through some pretty challenging stuff. So even in the times when they may see you as adversarial, you're actually working hard on their behalf to kind of see things come full circle and the light bulbs to come on. That was always kind of cool.
Yeah. So you would get people in trouble? Is that what you did?
I didn't get people in trouble.
Okay.
But
you would.
Dealt with them once they were in trouble.
You would deal with the punishments.
Yep.
So how did that – how do you handle conflict? Are you more of a let's solve it right now, or are you more of a just kind of ease over it?
I'm more like let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, growing up with you, I figured that was it.
Yeah, it all has to start with the conversation. I think sometimes people think, and I think Josh does a good job with this too, people, they think you're going to step into something and you already know what's going to happen before you step into it, when not really. Everything has to start with a conversation.
Yeah. No, I get that. So what was the hardest – so you said the hardest part about being dean was what?
Oh, probably some of those challenging situations where you're not going to make anyone happy.
Yeah.
And then people making assumptions about you and they don't really know you because they only see what they maybe hear about.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been in your current role?
I was first assistant vice president of student affairs, but had some of the similar responsibilities. So that was 2007 and became the vice president for student life probably, I don't know, 2010, 11, something like that.
Okay. So what's the best part of that job?
The team I get to work with.
Okay.
It's always students, but the older you get, it's working with the people that work with students as well and what you're trying to do together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the worst part of that job?
Of my job?
Yeah. And there's a worst part in every job. What's just something that you just don't like doing or you don't enjoy or you don't have to take pleasure in doing there?
You know, there's a lot of times you have to uphold policy, and you know the student's not going to like it. The parent's not going to like it. You're doing it for the greater good because it's what's best for the institution. But that's kind of tough sometimes.
Yeah. Can you share any stories about that? Like what you've had, like, or how you've helped a student or how?
As far as I've helped a student, like, what do you mean? And
how have you walked with somebody at LCU and how have you been able to help somebody?
You know, probably some of the most meaningful ones I probably can't share because how sensitive they are. But, you know, I do get to work with, in this role, student leaders a little bit more than, you know, in the dean's role, you're kind of up close and personal with all mm-hmm. the challenging situations.
Yeah.
But I think seeing these students come in as freshmen, and maybe it's student leadership or whatever, but to help them step into and realize their own potential by maybe taking some risk or stepping into some opportunities, encouraging someone to do something maybe that they wouldn't otherwise do, whether that's, you know, run for an office or mm-hmm. help with a project or whatever. I think that's probably that's rewarding. But the other part maybe is you can be a resource to a student that may feel like there's no way out. But the access you have to university resources or just helping them maneuver something on this campus or in their personal life in a productive way.
Yeah, I like that. How many departments are you in charge of? Because if you look at the LCU directory, it says about 40 different things.
No, it's not. Well, the cool part is there's people, very qualified people, running each of those in student life. The student life team, it's a fairly small team, but they all have big responsibilities. So when you look at, obviously you got the dean's office and all they take care of. We do chapel programming and chapel mm-hmm. records. There's housing. There's public safety. There's the medical clinic or student health office. There's recreational life. Well, there's student organizations, activities and involvement. Facilities and custodial.
Yeah.
And then I serve as the kind of the liaison or the point person for dining services.
Okay. I was looking at your profile at LCU. It said the student life area consists of Dean of Students Office, residential life, recreational life, University Counseling Center, University Medical Clinic, LCU Public Safety, Chapel Records, Student Involvement Organizations, and a Student Senate sponsor.
Yeah, and so that probably facilities is the – I haven't updated that recently.
So with that, what's been the biggest struggle in your career? We can do in just this specific job or we can do it throughout all the jobs you've had.
Probably – I won't necessarily say – in my job, but it's kind of related. So COVID comes along. That kind of changed the – kind of like the earth was moving under everyone's feet. So you've mm-hmm. got COVID that there's systemic changes in the world because of COVID. And coming out of that, it seems like now we're facing public opinion. Is a college degree worth it? A private college degree worth it? Is a faith-based private college degree worth it? And so there's this world of public opinion where all these things are, and it is, but you want to stay viable in the marketplace and continue to share the message that a college degree, a learning environment at this time in life, you are better off if possible. It's not for everyone,
mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say that it is, but I would not... I just think it's important, and it's a challenging time for higher education in the world that we live in right now. So that's probably it, because the costs are rising everywhere in all of society, including higher education. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to provide a great quality education for students. And I think we do that. And how do you do that and keep the cost of it manageable? How do you provide what students want and need to thrive in community? Because the other side of that is one of the outcomes of COVID was how do you engage students differently because they kind of drew back within themselves. So mm-hmm. how do we get them to step out, have successes, and realize that they can do more than what they think they can?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's been – I'm sure that would be tough as a job. But with that being said, what's been your greatest achievement in your career?
You know, that's kind of weird because I don't know that I think in those terms. I think actually I will say this, and I wouldn't take credit for all of it at all, because really being able to put together a really good team of people that just work hard and love the mission and have humility and have work ethic and care about what they're doing. That's
yeah.
probably to be able to work alongside really good people and to position people to help set them up for success. You know, I don't do that perfectly and don't always do well at it, but that's probably what I'm most proud of.
Yeah. How do you personally deal with change in the university?
I don't really know, because it seems like it's been constant change for about 5 years. How do I deal with it as far as, well, change is unavoidable.
Yeah. Change is going to happen yep. all the time.
Now, if you live your life or spend your career trying to fight or avoid change, one, that's futile. Two, I think you embrace it. You go with it, what you can learn, and go forward because, you know, things happen. You have turnover in your department. You know, what a student needed or responded to 3 years ago is different than now. So really, change is probably what – it's kind of the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say – actually – I think I like change.
I think you do too.
Yeah. It kind of depends. Depends on which part of life it is. But mm-hmm. yeah,
I think you take change as a positive thing, and I don't think a lot of people do that. So that's something that I look up to. I was actually talking about you on my other podcast, and it said that if you know my dad, you know that he sees both sides very well. And I think everybody who's ever talked to you or complain to you, they know that and they appreciate it, but not at the time.
Well, that's what allows me to argue with myself about 90% of the time.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's been helpful and also a little frustrating at times. If you could change one thing about LCU, what would you change?
Oh, wow. That's not even a fair question. I'm not giving me a heads up on.
I didn't give him the questions ahead of time. I just said, we're going to go in there, and we're not going to cut anything, and we're going to go, and you're going to answer the questions. And he said, okay.
You know, I don't know if this is a – because, one, I like the culture of our students. I like the teams we get to work with. I don't know if this is a change. I wish I could speed up what – that people – let me see. I'm jumbling around. The lens that this place is special, that the community is rich in more ways than people realize in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's the natural thing. Mm-hmm. It happens over time and you look back and reflective, but, I wish people could kind of step into it sooner and get to know people more quickly. And that's part of our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's probably the lens in which we view ourselves. Maybe that's it. LCU is a great place. And yeah, I wish people could see that sooner.
They could appreciate it in the moment and not
yeah.
5 years down the road.
Yep.
But with that, this is funny. Is everybody says this, you hear it before you go to college. Is college the best 4 years of your life?
I hope not. You know, I look at my life. High school was good. I love playing sports, so high school was good. Mm-hmm. Like college, if the best time of your life ends at 21, then does that mean it's, or 22, does that mean it's all downhill after that? Now, is the community more rich and concentrated at this point in life, and is it exciting? And but it's also filled with struggle. I want to figure out what I want to do. You're trying to maneuver relationships. So for some people, it's a great experience. For others, it's very transitional. And then in reality, every stage in life, we need to enjoy and look back with an appreciation. But man, I really hope the best time in life doesn't end at like 22 years old.
No, I completely agree. What advice? I mean, you've worked in higher ed for 20-something years. You know college kids. You know the environment. You are something that kind of stays with it. What advice would you give to all college kids? You can give them one piece of advice for the rest of your life. What would you say?
Well, I would point it towards this time in life, to hold things appropriately, because I think the tendency is you come in and maybe there's pressure from your parents. Maybe there's perceived pressure from your parents. Maybe there's pressure that you put on yourself, or you're worried about what everyone thinks. You're starting a journey. You really don't know what you want to do for the rest of your life, and that's okay. You step into it and grow where you're planted, and you work towards your goals. But you don't waste a lot of energy worrying about the things you can't control. Because in reality, when you get... I think I've learned, it drives me crazy when people say, well, I'm not using my degree. One, I don't believe that, because I think if you set goals and you persist and you achieve and earn a college degree, there is so much in a liberal arts education that you're using in any job, whether it's your specialization or not.
Mm-hmm.
You are using your college degree and the efforts you put into achieving it.
I think that's a fantastic answer. I think a lot of people are out there and they say that, like, I'm not going to use my degree. It's not going to be there. But in reality, you're going to use some type of it, some part of it, something that you learn. It's going to be useful.
Yep. If you go into it to say, I'm going to learn and I want to be a lifelong learner, you're going to be a great employee. You're going to be a great leader. You're mm-hmm. You have to be willing to continue to learn the rest of your life.
Yeah. And I think that's something that goes along with change. Change is always going to be happening, and you're going to have to learn how to deal with that. So you got to learn and be adaptable. So I think that's a good answer.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, that's it. Randall, thank you for coming on the podcast.
So I don't get to ask you a question?
You can try. Be my guest. Did you write anything down?
No.
Okay.
So, Max, what have you learned about yourself in your time at LCU?
That is a great question. There's been a couple things that I've learned. I mean, in high school, I never considered myself good at school. It was always more difficult for me. And that's because maybe I wasn't paying attention, maybe I wasn't giving it my all. But something clicked in college where I kind of figured out that I could do it. Like, if I put my mind to it, I can do it. And I think that's helped me figure out a lot about myself. Another thing is, I have found myself I think I'm kinder. I think a lot of that comes with maturity, but I'm a lot calmer as well. So I think that it's calmed me down, but it also helped me realize that I don't need to be super crazy to be social. I can talk and have a conversation, and I am content.
That's good. I like that answer.
Thank you. All right. Well, Randall, thank you for coming on the Max Show. We will see y'all sometime soon.
Thank you.